every evening when the sun goes down. Get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set him up another round. I set him up another round. I set him up another round. One more round won't get me down.
Hello and welcome to Drinking with Fear. My name is Pete Selby and I am the Fear, and it is Halloween. It's the Halloween special.
Ooh. It's very scary.
Bunch of dorks. Anyway, we have a pretty much full house. We have four around the table. We have myself, as we all know.
Hi, Pete.
Hello. We have Wayne.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Happy Halloween.
And you?
Ben.
All right.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you very much.
Saundo.
Hi.
Happy Halloween.
Don't believe in it.
What do you mean you don't believe in Halloween?
It does exist.
Yeah, don't say it's there.
Definitely, definitely there.
It is a thing.
Don't worry, yeah. Don't recognise it.
Okay, yes. You don't celebrate it.
No, it's not like a religious festival. Did you ever get... It kind of is, but it's not.
Did you ever go trick-or-treating?
No.
Ah.
I'm not American.
Oh, remember that time when we had trick-or-treaters around our house?
And you gave them beer?
Yes.
Like young girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the only thing we had in the house. We completely forgot that it was Halloween to get trick-or-treaters come round. And there was this knock on the door about 6 o'clock. Opened it up and there was these two young girls. And trick-or-treat. They must have been about 12.
I said, as a joke.
I said to him, have we got anything in the house that we can give them?
It's a joke.
We got beer.
Next thing, he gave them beer.
I bet they're already leathered anyway.
Three reasons not to do that. One, angry parents.
Yeah.
Two,
angry police.
Every teenager in the neighbourhood coming knocking on the door because we're the dicks giving away free beer to underage people. And three, jail time.
Yeah. Well, we legged it, didn't we? We realised these three things and so packed up and went down to the pub instead. The pub, yeah.
They were leathered. They were leather-faced.
No, don't give them. No.
That's allowed. Surely that's allowed. I liked Halloween. I like trick or treating mainly for money.
The sweets. Okay.
Okay. It looks like you like the sweets.
go.
I don't think you can ask for money when you go trick or treating.
No, but if you go to
the
right areas,
mugging.
If you go to the right areas, bit like, did you ever carol? I mean, it's a different kind of time of year for that, but carol singing.
No.
But if you go to like the real
made to.
When you go to the posh areas of the town, then you get more money. So if you're going to go trick or treating, you go, look, a lot of the houses...
So not Shepshed then?
Well, nowadays, there's the thing of if they haven't kind of got a like a pumpkin or some kind of lights or some kind of... outside, mm-hmm. then don't go trick or treating to that door. You go to the ones that are all dressed up. Fair play. But back in the day, that didn't really happen.
No. Nope.
So you just might as well go to the rich area who might turn around and go, oh, crap, I've got nothing in. Just give them a tenner. Just to go. We don't want them to fuck the house up as well. So just give them a tenner. And
so you intimidated people
for money. Yes.
Cool. And I'd also just like to touch, but just go back a few sentences. And you've just basically made out that you went caroling, not for charity, as most people would, but for self-gratification.
Yes.
To buy sweets.
Was he wanking?
Well, he might have.
If you're going to go carol singing and you're going to be given money for it, you might as well go to the area where you're going to get the most money. Does that make sense?
I didn't think you ever got paid for carol singing, did you? I thought you just went around and giving Christmas cheer. That's it. And they say, oh, thank you very much. And then you moved on to next door.
Well, I thought you were supposed to raise money for like the homeless and stuff.
Isn't that what the snowman comes around with, a fireman or whatever it is?
Santa.
What's the fireman?
Easy to confuse.
Aren't the firemen who run it?
It's the
I was thinking like a festive fireman.
Yes, it's a charity thing. There's a giant snowman that gets towed by a car and it plays music. And
oh, no, I get that. I was just missing where the fireman was in the nativity setup.
They should have probably had one.
But the thing is, that was a nice thing. So when you were a kid, you heard the music, and you're like, oh, heard the music, not heard. And then it was like, oh, it's Christmas. And nowadays, you know what kind of day it's going to be on. It kind of ruins it all. But there you go. They still do it. It's good. I like it. I mean, it's nothing to do with Halloween.
We can't talk about Christmas.
I was about to say, this Halloween special.
It is a Halloween special.
Scary.
I mean, last year, we haven't got any special guests. So we haven't got Paranormal Pete. Father Miller.
It's very lazy of you. So I got possessed last year so we could have a good October episode.
Well, I suppose we need an update on the scratching.
Okay.
Is there been any scratching?
Nothing.
Okay, there's your update.
No, nothing.
Can I, what do you say, we've got no special guest, Pete? Wait, I feel I'm here under false pretenses because the message from you quite clearly states there'll be a special guest. Also, what the hell is that noise?
Yeah. Very scary noise going on.
There's a bit of creeping going on outside.
Maybe the poltergeist is back just for this one episode. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. So anyway, on this Halloween, we are all fans of horror films and the monsters.
Not really.
No,
I thought you were.
Hate them.
No,
we are.
Yeah. We are, yeah. But
I don't see the point in a horror film. Why would I want to go and watch something and get scared? Getting scared isn't a nice feeling.
But it's also a film, so you know it's not real.
Exactly. Yeah.
There is that, but no. I'd like to watch something that would make me feel happy or laugh or aroused.
Yeah, but there's a whole genre of
that's why I
fantasy.
Watch horror films.
I've never once felt aroused watching Halloween.
There's a whole you look at some of the biggest horror franchises or some of the biggest film franchises, characters and mythologies, all to do with horror films. Your Friday the 13th, your Halloween's, your Child's Play, all that sort of thing.
Does Scary Movie count as a scary movie? Scary Movie.
Yeah, I'm happy with that one.
Yeah,
you disgust me.
Well, it's got elements of Scream in there. Scream's a good film.
No, I like that one.
Scream is a good film.
Yeah, I like
that. I've seen it.
So you like a horror film?
I wouldn't class it as a horror, though.
What, Scream?
Yeah. It's postmodern horror.
It's a teen horror. In fact, you could argue it's the original teen horror. Well, maybe.
I'll give you that.
The original teen horror.
See, I don't think I've seen any of the films that Scary Movie parodied. I just like the film.
It had the Fonz in it. The Fonz was in the Scream.
Was he?
Yeah.
Mr. Winkler.
Yeah, he was. He was the teacher.
I must admit, I can't remember a Scary Movie very well.
I mean, mostly it's because the main girl was like really hot.
Anna Faris.
Yes. I like to Anna her Faris's.
What do you think, she's hot?
Oh, yeah.
She's a funny looking girl, but not unattractive.
Not unattractive would probably be how I would describe her.
No, I think she's a smoker. 9 out of 10 for me.
Well, she breathes heavy, does she?
No, girl next door. No, bit funny. Nice boobs. What more do you want?
Anyway, on Halloween, one question I asked, and if you could be, and I think Wayne's got this question wrong, but I asked if we were going to have a Monsters Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Or Battle Royal. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who would you be in that sense of a Monsters Battle Royal or Royal Rumble? Now, the first thing we have to mention is that are we in a proper wrestling ring or is it just fight to the death kind of things? Because I don't know what you've chosen. And I don't know what you've chosen, Wayne.
No.
Well,
I feel like that
might
be a bit
crap now.
Well, maybe we should have done, but
I also don't really understand the rules of wrestling, not being a fan.
I don't think there are any rules.
It's just all theatre, isn't it?
Well, the Royal Rumble was when you had to throw them over the top rope, and then they're out the ring.
Oh, I've got a bad
But
choice.
I remember back in the day.
Really bad choice.
Well, we'll just go with
so
what we've
the
got
last
them.
One in the ring is the winner.
Correct.
Okay.
So I'm talking about do you go
I think I could win this.
Okay. I got mine.
Okay, then.
Well, I had two. I don't know. I don't really know which way I'm going to go with this one.
Well, we'll start with you then.
There's every chance we're going to have the same one.
Well, no, because I started off and I thought Blade. number one because of the uncanny resemblance between myself and Blade.
Yeah. You do look like Wesley Snipes.
You do,
yes,
yeah,
I do.
So.
I dress like him. I talk like him. I just look like him. And I thought the nearest to zombies, I think I would like to be vampires. They're a bit harder than zombies. And he managed to kick shit out of all of those.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
But now
I don't think that is true.
What?
I don't think it is a good answer. I think you're.
But now I'm thinking about it.
Patronising him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
he
now
made you the judge.
Now
judge
I'm thinking about judge. It. I'm going to change my mind and I'm going to go with Danger Mouse.
Oh, I like that. It's a good shout.
How is Danger Mouse a monster or Halloween related?
It's a talking mouse.
Yes. It couldn't be more Halloween. You could play Penfold. There you go. Tag team them up. No one's going to get that mouse out of the ring, are they?
Mm.
Running around. Plus, there's elements in every single superhero or villain or monster where they've become defeated or been captured or anything like that. I can't remember a time when Danger Mouse was ever captured by, who was his mate? The Frog? What was he? Von Greenback or something. Baron Von Greenback.
And also, you'll be voiced by David Jason.
There you go. So, ticks every box. I'm winning this one.
If you're looking at Halloween-based characters, then...
It's better than Blade.
But also, you can dress up as anyone as well on Halloween. You could dress up as a cartoon character.
As long as it's sexy.
So I imagine you could have that. So you're going to be Danger Mouse.
Yep. Decided. As long as you're Penfold.
Saundo?
Slimer.
I thought Slimer as well.
That's a good choice.
Because...
No one can catch him.
That's what I thought. He just goes through people.
Exactly.
And he floats.
Just gets to eat. Eat and float through people. Who's going to throw him out of the ring?
Oh, I've got a top trump.
Oh.
And Slimer.
Go on in.
Egon.
You're going to be Egon.
Okay.
Mate, you're beaten up before you get to the ring.
So you can capture Slimer.
Yeah, I can catch
the No. You'll get beaten up. I mean, Danger Man's just not like Egon, I reckon.
No, I think he hates him.
Yeah, exactly. But Danger Man is a good person, and he wouldn't beat up on a nice scientist like
that. Well, yeah, but when the adrenaline's pumping before that Royal Rumble.
I've got an eye patch as well.
He's got an eye patch. Mm.
I just stay on your left side.
I just spin round.
Okay, so before you enter the ring, you're going to chuck the thing that catches Slimer in there.
Yeah.
Stay on the left at all times of Danger Mouse.
And then avoid whatever you are.
Well, I had a list, actually. I had a list.
A list?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, I went on just like being like a strong kind of... I went kind of like, almost like Chewbacca type thing. But then I was like, well, no, mate, you need to be kind of bigger.
Sorry, can we just start again?
Danger Mouse. I wasn't allowed Danger Mouse, but you're Chewbacca. Allowed Chewbacca.
Sorry, Chewbacca's more scary than Danger Mouse.
I disagree.
No.
Anyway,
I'm not going to be Chewbacca.
I'm not going to be Chewbacca.
Have you never seen Tom and Jerry with that maid that's running around jumping on her chair to get away from the mouse?
You've got your
jumping on a chair to get away from Chewbacca.
Maid. You have to be Jerry then, or is it Tom? No, Jerry.
You've
got your obvious ones, your Michael Myers, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in
Voorhees and all that sort of thing? Yeah, yeah. And then I went to Frankenstein would be too slow. So my final two that I decided, it was a toss-up between the Blob,
because
that's basically like a big Slimer.
Yeah.
So I think if Slimer went into the Blob, you'd just disappear. You'd be fucked. The Blob would just ingest Slimer.
Slimer's a fucking ghost.
Yeah, the Blob can eat a ghost, can it? You might have thought this through.
I think I have, actually, and I think it would, in my opinion.
Firstly, just quickly, and please do this off air and I'll beep this bit out. What's the Blob?
It's pretty much what it says on the tin. It's a big blob.
I've never seen
just
it.
Just it's goo that dissolves people.
Exactly.
Probably not ghosts.
It was an old Steve McQueen film.
But they must have killed it.
Mm.
Anyway, my final one that I'm going to be...
It's a dodge answer.
Is... it's on the Star Wars thing again. I am the Rancor from Star Wars.
Which one's the Rancor? Is that the big white thing?
No, it's the big thing where he gets chucked into the pit.
Yeah,
and
it's a big white thing.
No. He gets chucked into this thing, and basically there's a big monster, and he ends up throwing a stone to bring the thing down on top of it.
Yeah, I remember the scene.
There you go. That thing.
Okay.
That's going to be me, because that's A, double hard.
Okay.
No, you're not going to be thrown out of a fucking ring by Danger Mouse and by a pissing Slimer.
I feel like
Egon's got fucking no chance.
Yeah, but can I just come back with that? We've born, don't know what you're about, not seen Star Wars. Slimer, ghost, just chilling out eating above you all. Whilst you get that tired, you throw yourself out of the ring because you're bored. Come down, one.
But my point would be, I'm with the Blob. Is it the Rancor or is it just Rancor?
We'll go with Rancor, Mr. Rancor.
Johnny Rancor. But he did get killed.
He did.
As did the Blob.
By Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Slimer's Egon, still alive today. Egon, I've never been killed.
He's
Slimer's
dead.
Not killed.
Egon defeated a god, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danger
Slimer
Mouse.
In next film.
Didn't get killed. You're the only person that's picked someone or picked a character you picked two that have died.
Famously loyal.
Whilst I think we all disagree, and I think we can all agree that Pete loses.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Danger Mouse got discontinued for a number of years.
Bye.
You know, it's got taken off air.
Still watching though, can't you?
Egon is dead.
Why is he dead?
The person who plays Egon.
I'm sure Danger Mouse was on after Star Wars.
He's dead. And Slimer, again, I think we'll just be there till eternity. I'd die because you can't pick me up.
No, don't need to.
Can't I just like change my answer to like Godzilla or some shit?
Again,
well, again, I don't see that.
How big's the ring?
Yeah.
Well, big enough that no one else can get in it, so I win automatically.
Mm.
Well, okay, if you're fucking Godzilla, then I'm going to change mine.
No, you can't be fucking Galactus or whatever he fucking is.
That's what I was going to yeah. choose.
Well, I'll change mine into Harold Shipman. Because he's
good choice.
That,
good
you're
choice.
You're that old, so I'll just bump you all off.
Fucking bunch of idiots. Okay, welcome back. Saunders, what's going on with your life right now?
With your phone, specifically.
Somehow I managed to end up in an argument about my favourite curry house.
And our favourite curry
house. Sorry. The only
you can
house.
Name them.
It's out of India. It's the only one. Where, you know, I'm pretty sure. So I moved to this town in 2005. And I'm pretty sure it was open then. And we went straight away. And I've been eating there religiously, I'd say.
Weekly.
Too much weekly, mm-hmm. pretty much for 15 years. Never. Actually, I think it's fair to say, I think once I had a curry I wasn't over the moon with. But other than that, it's always been absolutely spot on. Amazing service, incredible food. This person on Facebook is just pissing me off, really. Just said she went once and got ill and she can't go back now. And so I said, well, I've been eating there a lot.
Good.
Absolutely fine. She's come back with, well, you're lucky. These things happen. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Well, so far, she is out of fucking 100 messages on Facebook.
Doesn't sound like the biggest argument.
No. It's pissed me off, though.
Yeah, no, I can tell.
Anyway.
I can tell.
Halloween.
Yeah. Moving on.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ. Cut that fucking
bit. I'm really annoyed.
Jesus. You can edit that, right?
Yeah, tell that. That's crap.
So in this time of ghosts and ghouls and bumps in the nights and weird happenings and sweets and being given beer and money when you're only 12.
Yeah. What?
What?
Why are you staring at me?
Because you sat opposite me. What if there was kind of an apocalypse, a zombie apocalypse?
Right now.
Yes. And you're trapped in a basement with one person. But that person is a member of the Drinking With Fear family.
Oh
my God. No, I think we need to be more specific now, otherwise I know what Ben's going to say straight away.
So, you're trapped. You're trapped.
Legally, he has to.
You're trapped. Now, you can elaborate from this.
It's Wayne 2, isn't it?
You can elaborate from this. But who would you choose to be trapped with and maybe not trapped with? And why? But also, the zombie apocalypse can be changed in your scenario, I'd imagine.
So you can explain yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because there's not just one zombie apocalypse. If films have taught me everything, and again, all films are real, then there's many different types of zombies.
Okay.
See, I don't like this.
Why?
Because...
Are you restricted in your answer?
Well, Pete...
It is difficult to choose.
Pete, you're lifelong friends with Wayne, so you're probably going to pick Wayne. Wayne, you're lifelong friends with Pete, so you're probably going to pick him.
I'm picking Saunders, any of you fuckers.
He's a fucking idiot, though. Like.
Yeah.
Saunders, I've lived with him for 7 years. He knows I'm fucking useless, so he ain't going to pick me. It's like the fucking Eurovision Song Contest. It's going to be a popularity contest, and I'm UK. That's all it's going to be. I'm going to sat here, and all you lot are going to say, fuck off.
So you definitely should go first.
You go off to the zombies.
But more importantly, when we say the Drink With Fear family, that means that your partner has been on this show.
Yes.
You probably should be choosing her.
So I'm picking Saunders.
Can't believe
And I will,
in your face, Ali.
I will pick Saunders for one very good reason, and that quite recently he has disclosed to me that he's found the recipe for the world's greatest cheese on toast. And
true.
If I'm going to go...
Can't you just get him to tell you it?
Oh,
that wouldn't help, Ben.
No, he's a very good cook.
So before you close the hatch with someone else, Saunders, what's that recipe again? just before you die, like, and I'm down.
Wouldn't help him.
So if I'm going to spend the rest of my days with somebody, I want to make sure I'm going to have the perfect cheese on toast.
Okay,
that's a good reason. But also, you're resigned to the fact that you're going to die on this zombie apocalypse. What about trying to fight out and try and survive? Take them
on.
Pete, without being too funny, mate, you've met us, right?
Yeah.
Mm. We're not going to do that.
We're lovers, not fighters.
So you're quite lazy.
So you two are going to resign yourselves to the fact that you're going to be killed by the zombies, but you're going to be eating cheese on toast when that happens.
Yeah.
And probably spooning.
P- Plus, I lived with him for 7 years. I know the things that he does wrong, the little foibles and all that, things that you would annoy. But except for Pick Wayne, that I might find that
might
he does
be
loads,
surprised. Might be, things might I don't be awesome.
Like. Might be. I seem to not take that risk.
So I was going to
choose
the odds
are long.
I was going to choose Wayne. I mean, can't choose you, Pete, because you just fart too much.
Yeah, it'd be disgusting.
I'd need to get out.
Fucking hell. Whoa. Time out. Substitution. VAR. Travelling. Everything. Hang on. Whoa. Let's just have a minute to think about it. First of all, you are true. But
you didn't let me finish.
Go on then, carry on.
I think the two of us together would just be... Well, mind you, we'd have a peaceful death.
So
is Selby your choice?
No.
I live with you for seven fucking years.
I've not got there yet.
I just dropped off a birthday present at your house.
And you're giving me a lift to the pub afterwards. So just bear with me, Ben.
Jesus. When I thought about you, though, Saundo, we could create such an atmosphere in there so bad that the zombies, even though they are dead, would not go near
the place. They would melt as soon as they opened the door.
They'd go, we ain't going there. Fuck that shit.
I'm not sure I would be alive if zombies are scared of our filth.
We've shared a room for a weekend ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we survived. We've not seen Lalo since.
That's true.
So he might not have survived for a number of reasons, but we might have stunk him to death.
That's true. So
he's not picking me as well, then.
Just going around my rationale. So, like, Wayne, I've known Wayne for a lot of years, so I probably know the least, so you might keep me more entertained. There'd be more conversation.
That's a fair point.
But Ben does give a really good reach around. So
I do. Thinking,
you know, and it's comforting sometimes to have a known hand.
I've seen that graffiti as well.
Yeah. So it'd definitely be Ben every day.
Yay.
Be...
Thank you, mate.
Right. Pete.
Hug.
I really want a hug.
All right, keep it down.
Well, I was thinking more about fighting back, about surviving, not just like cowering in horror and going, oh, we're going to die.
Well, we're not cowering in horror, we're cowering each other's arms.
So we're just riding it out.
I was thinking, hang on. This is taking a turn. Now we know why you've chose each other. Fucking knew it. So I'm not choosing Ben.
Don't care.
Because if we got the climb...
Don't want to be there, mate.
If we're going to climb stairs or we're going to have to move a wardrobe out the way, you'll be, you know, you'd freak out. Or, you know, that wouldn't be good.
That's fair.
I was going to choose Saundo. I'm not being funny, but...
Which means you are.
You sound right like a tractor when you're asleep.
Yep.
So
zombies don't like tractors.
That maybe that's the case, but I would just be rocking in the corner, and I'd kill you.
You're not so quiet yourself. I mean, just can we just go back to this timeout substitution?
It's my turn.
Sorry.
So I probably would kill you within a couple of days because you're snoring.
I'd like to see you try.
You'd be asleep.
Ooh, I do that a lot.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty.
That's a cowardly move.
It is a cowardly move.
Let me guess, from behind.
Well, why are you putting him down so much? You could just say who you would pick rather than pointing out someone is why you wouldn't pick him.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be funny then. Now, Wayne, the one thing I thought, you would have a decent knowledge of the type of feces. Zombie.
Yeah.
That we'd be facing. I think you might be quite bad in actually... carrying out the thing that you thought would be the best way of doing it. But I would think that I would have probably as good a knowledge or up to the best of the rest in terms of sorting out the zombies. And if I tell Wayne too, look, we've got to...
You're picking my missus, aren't you?
We've got to take the head off. We've got to take the head off. You know, that's how we're going to do it. Or you've got to destroy their left arm. And I think Wayne 2 would be a very good option.
Oh, we would love that.
So, if in the zombie apocalypse, I'm choosing Ali.
Fuck off. If I'm going down, she's going down as well.
Well, that's not fair, because I was going to choose Ali as well.
No way.
Yeah.
Am I the only person that's not?
Yeah. I mean, secretly.
But my rationale
I'll be sleeping
is...
with Ben, but I'll be thinking of Ali.
I guess like in like a couple of days' time after the apocalypse has started, we're not going to have any electricity anymore. We're not going to have any of that shit, the modding conveniences. So I was thinking that, you know, my fridge wouldn't work, so I wouldn't have any milk.
Oh, she's joking. Oh my God.
This is taking
a...
Right, yeah.
She, we could milk your missus for.
Oh my god!
Not for long,
but not for long. But if you keep milking, it keeps coming.
Well, in a zombie apocalypse, that's a weird thing to be thinking of.
It'll end up being powdered milk as well at some point.
Eventually, but that was my thinking. Is that I'd have a fridge.
I mean, so the world's ending.
Yeah,
you're quite scared. I imagine we'll all be quite scared. And the one thing you're thinking of is, where am I getting a ready supply of milk from?
Well, I'm thinking of just like, nutrients and food. Because where's
Charlie getting the nutrients from to keep producing the milk?
That's a very good point.
Am I the only one fighting back here against the zombies?
Let's be honest, you're not fighting.
You're not going to beat a zombie.
Well, no, Ali can do that.
Fair play, this is what I'm saying.
I could tell her what to do and say, look, you've got to destroy the head or remove the brain.
You're going to tell a lady what to do in a crisis situation.
You can sit with your feet up,
FIFA. That's a good point, yeah.
You're dead already. You're in trouble.
Yeah. I've not thought of she would probably murder me before the zombie apocalypse has started.
Yeah.
Because we've already labelled her a murderer on this show already.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have. Yeah. I can't remember in what context.
It's because I wasn't there.
Yeah, you went missing for a while.
I wasn't there, yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think Ali would pick?
Ooh. Ooh. Phone her up now.
Wayne 2.
Phone her.
Live. Phone her.
No. I'm not doing that. Go on, then.
Excellent. You got to put it on loudspeaker.
Okay, talking with yourself.
Is this going to pick it up?
It did last time when we phoned Hammond, didn't we?
Don't say anything beforehand. Just
say your
if you were in a zombie apocalypse, who would you pick?
If you're a bastard, that would do.
Ben, make sure you say you are live on Drinking With Fear right now. Zombie apocalypse,
please,
you're locked in a basement.
Say fuck or bugger.
And she can't pick any of your kids.
Well, it's got to be one of the family.
I don't think we've got time to convey that message.
We can do.
Suspense is going. She's just ignoring you, dude.
Hold it to the other side of the mic.
She saw it was you calling.
Yeah, I think, Ben, you're in trouble, dude.
Yeah. She's like, fuck that guy. I'm in the basement ready. In fact, there's actually one other person who's not here.
Hallam?
Wayne 2.
Okay.
I'm going to phone Wayne 2.
This will be an absolute car crash.
This will be the... Yeah, he will not know what we're actually talking about.
What's a zombie?
What he looks like in the morning.
But why am I in the basement?
With fear.
Who are you?
Hang on, put you on
Turn
speaker.
It up.
All right, Wayne, you all right?
I'm not bad, how are you?
All right, you are live on Drinking With Fear right now.
Do not say fuck or bugger.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Listen carefully. Okay, there is, because it's Halloween, a zombie apocalypse, okay? And you are trapped in a basement... And you are trapped in a basement with only one other person from Drinking With Fear. Either myself, Wayne 1, Ben, Saundo, or Ali. Who would you choose to be locked in a basement with, and why?
Ooh, good call. Well, not Ben.
Right. Don't want to be in there.
So quick. Yeah. So quick.
Oh, soon be dead.
I couldn't do Ali. Cause
good lad.
I couldn't do Ali. What I mean is...
Because
she's just had a kid and all that. And
yeah, so just let her die.
So you're not going to choose Ali because she's got a newborn child with her and that would annoy you?
No, it wouldn't annoy me.
Oh, it's thin ice.
Wouldn't annoy me. I'd just have to keep turning around when she's breastfeeding and all that.
Well, breastfeeding Wayne, by the way. Well, that's a different story.
I think, Wayne Miller's a dog, but, no, maybe not. He doesn't drink beer or anything like that. Well, he does, but he doesn't bring it around. Not often.
He doesn't bring beer. Oh, a fantastic answer.
It's between you and Saundo, really. And
I thought it would be, no.
Yeah, well, you're pretty annoying, Pete, so it'd have to be Adam.
Yay! So hang on, you can't think of a reason that I'm not there, so you just went with the eyes and just annoying, which is true.
Did he give a reason for not me, or was it just? Of course not.
No,
it's,
oh, not
it's clearly not.
No,
doesn't need to. It's just obvious.
I mean, everyone knows.
Right.
Thank you. Do you want to know how many of the four here chose you?
Well, I shouldn't be included.
You're a member. You remember Wayne too of the Drinking with Fear family.
Let me have a guess then. How many would choose me?
Okay.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true. Yeah.
In all fairness, I'm actually honest, consider.
If you give me the choice, I still wouldn't pick yourself to be in there with myself.
Put it this way: you're in the final two when it came to my decision.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you very much. No worries. But anyway, you didn't choose me, so fuck you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. Take care, all.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
It's been on two episodes, and that's the most I've ever heard him speak.
That was really good, though.
Can we just conclude that I think I'm everyone's favourite person to be stuck in a bunker with?
I think the weirdest thing about it is no one's really picked the three main people from Drinking With Fear. It's just the people have picked the ringer, so everybody hates the normal host of Drinking With Fear.
Can we do a special episode where it's just Saunders, Ali and Wayne 2?
Oh my. Please.
I can hear the general public clamouring for that not to happen.
All right.
I don't know what to say to that, Pete.
Well, to be honest, I just your name was actually crossed out straight away, Saundo, so sorry about that.
Oof.
Oh.
On my list.
Brutal.
Oh. Okay. I'm not arsed.
No, it doesn't look that way, does it?
It will look after itself, mate.
Exactly.
We'll be all right.
Yeah, Wolfspoon.
Yeah, Nuts magazines and Hollyoaks again.
Yes.
Great.
But I'll live together all over again.
Boom.
Yes.
Fucking jazz mags.
Babe Station. Babe Station and Carlsberg. I'd like to fetch you before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night so we can drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk. I'm just a drinking. I said more. Another round. I said more. Another round, I set him up. Another round, one more round, get me down. Another round.